Good morning. Welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. This is Bhadra Sinha, Associate Editor with The Print. And in today's show, I will talk about the Modi government's latest stand on the controversial law on sedition and why it has told the Supreme Court that it will re-examine the provisions of the colonial era penal law. The Narendra Modi government on Monday filed an affidavit in the Supreme Court in which it said that it has decided to re-examine and reconsider the provisions of penal law on sedition, which is section 124 of the Indian Penal Code. This, it has added, is being done in the wake of concerns raised about the law's application and misuse. Just to update our listeners, the Supreme Court is hearing a batch of petitions challenging the constitutional validity of section 124A. The petitioners, including some civil liberty activists, have demanded the court to declare the law as unconstitutional. They have cited several instances to point out its misuse and abuse, alleging states, particularly those under the BJP rule, have used the penal provision to stifle free speech. Notices on these petitions were issued almost 8 months ago. However, the centre did not respond until Monday. On the last date of hearing, which is 5th May, a three-judge bench led by Chief Justice N.V. Ramana had expressed its disillusionment over the inordinate delay on the centre's part to clarify its stand on the petitions. It had then told Solicitor General Tushar Mehta that it would commence hearing on the petitions on 10th of May and that there would be no more adjournments on the ground that the centre stand is not available. But now, in its affidavit, which comes a day before the SC is scheduled to hear the matter, the centre has urged the top court to refrain from taking it up, particularly since the government has at the top level decided to undertake a review process. The short three-page affidavit, signed by an additional secretary with the Union Home Ministry, also speaks about the Prime Minister's promise to protect civil liberties of Indian citizens and also to shed the colonial baggage, including laws that are causing mindless hindrances to people. The government, the affidavit added, has already done away with laws and compliances which reeked of a colonial mindset and thus have no place in today's India. I quote the affidavit, which goes on to say, "The government of India, being fully cognizant of various views being expressed on the subject of sedition and also having considered the concerns of civil liberties and human rights, while committed to maintain and protect the sovereignty and integrity of this great nation, has decided to re-examine and reconsider the provisions of Section 124A of the Indian Penal Code, which can only be done before the competent forum." And the competent forum, according to the affidavit, is the central government. In view of its latest stand, the centre has now urged the top court not to invest time in examining the validity of the section once again and be pleased to await the exercise of reconsideration to be undertaken by the government of India before an appropriate forum where such reconsideration is constitutionally permitted. Fully cognizant of the views expressed on the subject of sedition, the government has decided to undertake the process of re-examining the law, the affidavit has told the court. But interestingly, the document maintains silence on whether the section should be struck down or not. However, it goes on to acknowledge the concerns raised on its misuse and accepted the fact that there are divergent views on the need for the statutory provisions to deal with serious offences of divisive nature affecting the very sovereignty and integrity of the country and acts leading to destabilizing the government established by law and by means not authorized by law or prohibited by law. Requiring a penal provision for such purposes is generally accepted by everyone in legitimate state interest. However, concerns are raised about its application and abuse for the purposes not intended by law, the affidavit further read. Talking about the Prime Minister's concern on civil liberties, the affidavit goes on to say that even he is cognizant of various views expressed on the subject and has periodically before various forums spoken unequivocally in favour of protection of civil liberties, respect of human rights and giving meaning to constitutionally cherished freedoms. The government response goes on to highlight the PM's views on India's diversity, adding that he has repeatedly emphasized that India's strength is the diverse thought streams that beautifully flourish in our country, making a point on how the Modi government has scrapped over 1,500 outdated British-era laws. The affidavit claimed that the process undertaken since 2014, when BJP first came to power, has ended over 25,000 compliance burdens that were causing unnecessary hurdles to the citizens. Now, as I told you earlier, a three-judge bench led by CJI Ramana is scheduled to hear the petitions against the sedition law on Tuesday. It is to be seen whether it continues with the hearing in the backdrop of this latest affidavit. Also, the bench, as indicated on the last date, is likely to hear the parties on a restricted, on a very limited issue of whether the petitions should be referred to a larger bench of seven judges or not. This technical question on which bench should hear the petitions arose when the petitioners on the last date claimed the issue need not be sent to a seven judges bench. And this request is actually a deviation from the original prayer made in the petitions, in which they had asked the court to set up a bench of seven judges to examine the matter. The reason why they initially raised this demand of letting seven judges bench to hear the issue was because in 1962, a Supreme Court bench of five judges has already upheld the constitutional validity of Section 124A IPC. Now, this bench that delivered the verdict in 1962 was a constitution bench, which in its judgment settled a constitutional issue. Now, as per precedence and settled law, a constitution bench verdict is binding on all courts across the country, as well as benches of the Supreme Court that are smaller in composition. The question raised by the petitioners in the latest case related to sedition is akin to seeking review of the 1962 constitution bench judgment. Therefore, they had naturally asked for a reference to a seven-judge bench. But in view of their claim that a three-judge bench is competent to hear and decide the matter, the court has considered it fit to first decide the reference part before hearing the case on merits. Opposing this view of the petitioners, the centre has already filed its written submissions rejecting their contention. Filed over the weekend, the written submissions submit that the 1962 verdict of the Supreme Court stood the test of time and needed no reference to a larger bench. Moreover, instances of the law's abuse, as submitted by the petitioners, cannot be a justification for its reconsideration. The bench of three judges cannot reconsider the ratio of a judgment of a constitution bench without referring the matter to a larger bench, the note stated. That is all I have for you right now on this case. This is Bhadra Sinha for The Print. Do log on to The Print AM every morning at 8 to get the best news analysis from The Print's stable.